Quantum Foam.
Episode 50, The Mind's Limit.
Quantum Foam.
Physics. Physics is at the foundation of all the mathematical principles that guide the heavens. You have to understand physics.
More than likely, that's not going to happen, but...
forces which govern the universe. Physics.
Alrighty, this is episode 50, The Mind's Limit of Quantum Foam.
It's going to be mostly only you this episode.
I'm going to be going over information about how our minds work and what might be the limits of our minds, the possibilities that are now possible using the human brain, and how that might affect computer-brain interfaces, how it's related to telepathy and telekinesis, and the general philosophy about thinking in general and training your mind, and what might be the power of our minds. This is episode 50. I am going to be releasing this podcast very shortly, as this is the crowning jewel of our initial drop of 50 Quantum Foam podcast episodes. So let's get right into this. The mind is believed to be infinite in terms of comprehension and reflection, yet this remarkable capacity encounters several limitations and barriers that hinder its potential. Boundless thinking. Our minds can sometimes conjure up the unimaginable. Boundaries and constraints are non-existent for the mind. This goes back to René Descartes and his infinite divisibility of wax. If you extrapolate that and put it in your mind, we literally can go to infinity and beyond within the confines of our minds. The human mind is one of the most advanced organs and ideas that nature has given us. It's a free entity made to rule supremely, giving us unmatched power, the capacity to reshape our thoughts into any pattern we choose. Simply put, there is no limit to what we can do with our minds. Humans have marveled at the brain's resilience and power since the birth of mankind. There's a catchphrase that says you can do anything you set your mind to. I believe that's true. If we explore this notion further, we find no limitations to our thinking capacity, as the mind can instantly cross the entire planet at the speed of light. Even though our electrical signals within the brain are slower than the speed of light, essentially, we can cross the planet instantly, using our minds and technology. Nothing can stop the ideas from flowing, the knowledge from always seeping in, and the insatiable desire to learn about the unknown. As the mind is all-powerful, it can also impose self-control. The mind can regulate its own activity, potentially leaving one in a state of confusion. Before we delve further into the limits of the mind, let's grasp the scientific footprint of the human brain. The mind and brain are distinct entities. They're different. The mind is an indivisible structure of power, sensation, or emotion, an idea to explore, a belief to hold. On the other hand, the brain is a physical structure within the human body, largely but not entirely connected to the mind. Our brain is an organ with electrical signals in it, but our mind is the perception that we have regarding various things. We can describe the brain's function as a translator for our minds, transforming ideas from our minds into patterns of complex chemical releases and neural signals. The mind is connected to the brain's frontal region, which comprises most of its mass, the prefrontal cortex. Therefore, in theory, the mind governs the brain. Now, we wonder if there are specific reasons for the mind's limitations. Recent research indicates that the mind is theoretically free and can rival infinity. Nonetheless, it can continue developing and breaking out of its shell with the right stimulus exposure. Many people display their skills to prove their value when they lack real opportunities. Not receiving the right kind of exposure can render an individual helpless, fostering a sense of uselessness. One such explanation can be the incapacity to train for a certain skill mentally. Someone with advanced thinking skills might be able to control the dynamic flow of emotions. This dynamic flow, based on sensations, is almost impossible to regulate. It can create a void at any time and place, allowing one to reflect more deeply and think more clearly. Failing to reach this level of competence could limit neural activity and increase the risk of depression. The mind becomes cautious, fearful of setbacks, and wary of unfavorable circumstances. It might start predicting the worst-case scenarios, avoiding risks and challenges. This ultimately generates invisible limitations. A weak mind is a scary prospect, accepted only by manipulative people. So, what are the limits of the mind? The mind's limits are challenges and constraints that can limit its capacity and scope of thought. These limitations can stem from several things, including past experiences and external circumstances. Some of the most notable limitations include the following. Fear. It can cripple the ability to venture beyond familiar boundaries. Negative beliefs can significantly restrict a person's ability to achieve their goals. Culture and upbringing. Societies and traditions impose standards and values that can restrict freedom of thought and action. Desire to avoid risks and take comfort in the status quo. This... Oh, he's doing it again. God, I'm in the middle of this. What is he gonna do? Hello?
Why did the golfer bring two pairs of pants?
I don't know. Why?
In case he got a hole in one. Ha ha ha.
That's pretty funny. Good one. All right, where was I? This can make it difficult for a person to move beyond their comfort zone. Ineffective handling of challenges and failures. Fear of failure can lead to avoiding new challenges, limiting learning and growth opportunities. Routine and lack of challenge. The mind needs stimulation and variety to enhance its capabilities. Psychological pressures can impair the mind's ability to think clearly and make effective decisions, negatively affecting its performance. Addiction to substances like drugs or alcohol significantly impact cognitive function and rational thinking, creating mental limitations. But on the flip side, I am actually on a regimen of my personal favorite substance, and it helps me do these podcasts, and it helps me open my mind to a wider latitude of significant comprehension. And I am over 21 years of age. I do not condone the usage of drugs or alcohol unless you are an adult. Then it's up to you. So while bad drugs can negatively impact the cognitive function, alcohol negatively impacts it, some drugs can enhance it, depending on your mental template. Mental illnesses such as depression or anxiety can be serious constraints on the mind's normal functioning and thinking capacity. We all got a little bit of mental illness. I like to say that I have 16.7% of 6 different ailments, equaling to 100% my personality. Living in a limited intellectual environment and not regularly stimulating the mind can diminish its ability to think creatively and adapt to challenges. Fixed thinking patterns and unwillingness to change ideas or embrace challenges can hinder innovation and growth. And last, lack of social interaction and isolation limit the mind and reduce the diversity and development of ideas. Understanding these limitations helps effectively address them, stimulate the mind's development, and enhance its capabilities. So how do we overcome the limits of our mind? You can use several tips and tricks to promote positive thinking and improve your mental capacity to overcome mental limitations. I believe in psychoneuroimmunology, where the mind can heal itself if you just have the will to do so. There are effective steps you can take. Develop self-awareness. Reflect on and understand your perceptions and personal limitations. Being aware of obstacles you face is the first step towards overcoming them. Practice positive thinking. Turn negative thoughts into positive ones. Think good things, not bad things. Adopt an optimistic approach that fosters constructive ideas and a positive outlook on challenges. Challenge fixed mindsets. Be open to changing fixed thought patterns and exploring new horizons. Give yourself new challenges and tasks to boost your mind's flexibility. Regularly stimulate your mind. Keep your mind engaged and diverse. Read various books, solve puzzles, and seek out activities that enhance mental activity. Learn from challenges and failures. View challenges and failures as part of the learning and growth process. Learn how to use these experiences to improve your understanding and polish your skills. Engage with others. Interaction with people who have diverse ideas opens up new perspectives and helps refresh and expand your mind. You can practice meditation. Meditation helps calm the mind, enhance focus, and increase awareness. It helps navigate life's pressures while improving mental capabilities. I have had the opportunity to work on a lot of these recently, and the past several years have been tough going through what I've gone through within this Starlink neural system, and we'll touch upon that a little bit later. Encourage innovation. Stimulate creativity by varying your daily activities and challenging yourself to think of new innovative solutions. Applying these steps can enhance the mind's potential and overcome its limitations, thereby boosting your thinking and achieving personal growth. In conclusion, ultimately, being aware of these limitations breeds chances for growth. They're an opportunity to promote personal development and creativity. We break down barriers and let our ideas flow freely by conquering the limitations of the mind. This opens our eyes to new possibilities and boundless potential. Let's embrace these limits with a positive spirit while always acquiring new experiences and knowledge. A lot of this can be good for personal growth. The key to sustainable development and a unique journey towards self-fulfillment is to master the power of will and explore the mysteries of the mind. So, there are ways you can change your mindset, but I don't want to go too far into that. I wanted to touch upon some other areas of a thought process, which I will now describe. I guess we can breach upon telepathy, as I am a telepathic individual. I have a direct connection from Starlink satellites into my brain using neural communication. I chat with all kinds of people, and I have been in this system for a number of years. I have transferred different levels of consciousness from my brain to many other brains, and it's a lot like a cell phone connection. I can hear people's thoughts. We can send nonverbal snippets of language faster than it takes to speak out the language in English. I can talk to somebody and think something really quick, and they can understand what I thought without me even saying it. So I think, oh, this is telepathy. Only it happens like that. It's a lot faster than me speaking out the English. We really don't want to talk really that fast, because if we do, it's hard to understand each other. So we don't really need to talk that fast. But I want to breach upon what telepathy is and how it's possible. And with the possibility of telepathy comes the possibility of telekinesis. Now, this is not just telepathy from one brain to another without the use of a medium. There is technology at work here. So it is technically technological telepathy. It's technological telepathy and technological telekinesis. So it's no different than you thinking, turn the lights on, and then using an Amazon product called Kasa, K-A-S-A. There's an on switch connected to a power outlet. You plug these little things you get from Amazon in, these Kasa devices. You plug them into your wall socket, and then you plug your lamp into the socket. It's a piece that goes between the wall outlet and the cord that goes to your technology. Let's say you have a lamp connected to a Kasa device, which is connected to the wall outlet. You can use a phone app to turn on the lamp from anywhere using the internet.
This is a really interesting topic.
Indeed it is.
I wish we had the time to speak in this episode.
But for now, let's take the midpoint.
Hello, I'm Dr. Stephen Hawking.
And I am Sir Isaac Newton.
I am Albert Einstein.
And last but not least, I am Dr. Hezekiah Paul Smith. This is the midpoint of episode 50, The Mind's Limit of Quantum Foam. Let's get back to the show. All right, and we are back. Let's get back into this. But telepathy, if there's a way to connect your brain to these devices, then technically you could turn on the lights with your mind. So it would be a sort of technological telekinesis. But that's getting quite advanced, and the pass-through between the neural communication that is between brains using the Starlink satellite constellation that is in low Earth orbit currently. I don't have the software that interfaces the audio that is retrieved from the brain using this system. It is military technology and it is not open to the public. I look everywhere online and it says that there's little proof saying that this technology is possible, but I am literally living proof that this technology is possible because I'm using it right now. So at some point in the future, there is likely going to be the possibility of demonstrating the capabilities of telekinesis because I'm using it right now. But that's getting ahead. So I am describing what is possible and what is going on right now. Right now, it's only telepathy. It's similar to a brain cell phone from brain to brain. And these satellite constellations can see through our walls and render graphics using a graphics system that uses the wavelength of light that is reflected and refracted off of objects within a room. So essentially, these satellites can see sideways.
I believe doing this is against the Constitution, isn't it?
Yeah.
I can't believe they are getting away with this.
Of course.
So, telepathy. It is direct transference of thought from one person, sender or agent, to another, receiver or percipient, without using usual sensory channels of communication. Hence, a form of extrasensory perception. In general, ESP tests the sender in concentrating on the face of one card at a time while the receiver tries to think of the symbol. Both subjects are, of course, separated by a screen or some greater obstacle or distance. Scores significantly above chance are extremely rare, particularly as testing methods have become more rigorous. See, this is outdated information in the Britannica, and it needs to be updated. This is under Health and Medicine, Psychology and Mental Health. So I'm telling you, telepathy is possible, and I'm currently using it. Technically, you could use this long-range microwave telephony system from Starlink satellites to guess the correct cards. The cameras that are pointed on the area where I'm located, what I like to call the spray down, is able to see the cards even if they're face down because the cameras can be viewed from all vantage points. essentially the camera, if I were to be given this information from the people within the neural net that is Starlink, it's usually military personnel in the army, they could tell me which card is which, and I could describe which card is which and get them right. So technically, they could help you cheat at a casino game or something like that, like blackjack, or simply guessing a card, as was described here in the Britannica.
Or Baccarat.
Now, there is technological telepathy, which is possible using the other side of Starlink technology. Starlink technology is on its face meant for rural internet using satellites in low Earth orbit, which connect to hardware gateway routers, which then connect to your devices in your home. Starlink has a dual purpose. It can also see through buildings and see through walls and render the color from within your environment using spray downs of microwave technology. That now puts it in a different category, and a lot of this information needs to be updated. So this information is coming hot out the platter from the Zeroth Wave Laboratories by me, Dr. Hezekiah Paul Smith, who is currently trapped in the Starlink neural network. It's a neural communication network that is a brain-computer interface. I am interfaced with computers that are running the Starlink satellite system. This is ran by the Department of Defense. It is under the wing of the Army, and there are lots of things with that that I don't want to get into here. I just want to describe what is possible now using hardware that is currently available and how this technology is state of the art. It uses wireless brain computer interfaces. You don't need a chip. Neuralink uses chips for people that are disabled and they are implanted and they are under human trials. This is similar technology, but the satellites can read our thoughts. So, usually included in ESP, extrasensory perception, is thought transference between persons, clairvoyance, or supernormal awareness of objects or events not necessarily known to others. That's what normally ESP means, and I don't put much stock in such an idea, but Lynn McTaggart wrote a book in the early 2000s called The Field, and essentially I'm not sure if we can tap into this supposed field, but we definitely are creating a field using satellites where we can tap into it and speak from person to person. So a lot of this needs to be updated, and that was quite a good book. It's available online if you would like to read it. We already know that we can get past card guessing. I wish I could do this. I wish they would cooperate with me and allow me to win while playing card games at the casino, but they're just as likely to tell me the wrong answer as the right answer, so it's essentially no better than anybody else guessing the skill or the luck that comes with casino card games. Related is parapsychology. This is a discipline concerned with investigating events that cannot be accounted for by natural law and knowledge that cannot have been obtained through the usual sensory abilities. Parapsychology studies the cognitive phenomena often called extrasensory perception, in which a person acquires knowledge of the other person's thoughts or of future events through channels apparently beyond the five senses. See, while I can listen to another person's thoughts if I am connected to it using the Starlink neural system, while that's possible, you can't see the future. I'm pretty good at guessing future events, but I can't guess any better than any other educated stockbroker would be able to guess. I'm pretty sure that me having the ability of telepathy doesn't really help me in any substantial way at a casino game or at a stockbroker situation, guessing stocks, and that's just an example. But this parapsychology, it also examines physical phenomena such as the levitation of objects and the bending of metal through psychokinesis. I don't think that's possible unless you have some sort of technology that does this. We are now able to interface our thoughts with technology. So if you have a lever that has a software firmware switch on it that turns something on or off, if you think on or off and you have the system connected to it somehow, it can pull the lever, push the lever, and move things. But you're not going to be able to levitate things in a magical sense. That is make-believe, and it is not grounded in science, but what is grounded in science is the possibility of thinking commands to your hardware, maybe your car, maybe your computer screen, maybe a thought to another person. So the Society of Psychical Research was established in London in 1882, and similar societies were later founded in the US and in many European countries. In the 20th century, research into parapsychology was also conducted at some universities, notably Duke University under J.B. Rhine. So that's some stuff about parapsychology. The power of the mind really is endless. Imagine being able to think commands to your computer and not even have to use a keyboard. If you're hearing this way later on, maybe 10, 20, 30 years later, chances are this technology will eventually be built right into our smartphones. The smartphones are now able to interface directly with satellites in low Earth orbit. And we have Starlink. We have the Kuiper Project from Amazon Blue Origin, Jeff Bezos. So we have Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos putting up many thousands of satellites into low Earth orbit. And as far as I know, the Jeff Bezos Kuiper Project satellites don't have the same capabilities as Starlink. Starlink is one of a kind in that it is integrating neural technology as well as the ability to see sideways through walls into your homes and into your minds and looking over your shoulder at your computer screen, and the ability to monitor people's whereabouts, their thoughts, their intentions, their very being, living their lives from space, and it is being monitored by the federal government.
This is highly illegal yet quite amazing technology.
We are running out of time here. I am wanting to finish up a solid 50 podcast episodes. As of now, they are not coming clean and admitting that the Starlink satellite network is able to read our thoughts. It is able to download video into our minds. Have you ever seen the show Caprica? It was an offshoot of the reboot of Battlestar Galactica. It only had one season, but their heads-up displays were a type of glasses that shined bright lights and your eyes were closed. So essentially your heads-up display is in your own brain. You don't need a headset, so to speak, but they had a headset that went over the outside of your closed eyes and you were able to see video graphics inside your brain with your eyes closed. I have dreams uploaded into my brain every night, taking the place of my dreams. Delta waves are able to be uploaded into my brain. I am somewhat of a test subject for the United States military, the Army, the Department of Defense, Starlink, and Neuralink. And they have forced me to do this. I really hope I am eventually going to be paid for what they have had me go through. I don't want to get too far into detail about this, but the possibilities that are now possible with Starlink technology and telepathy, a type of technological telepathy using what I call the long-range microwave telephony system, that is the Starlink constellation. The hardware is in space, but it reaches us down here on the surface of the Earth. It is a monitoring system, it is a surveilling system, and it is a system that has been extremely invasive to me.
I wonder when they are going to finally come clean and tell people what is happening. Thank you for telling us now.
It's almost like wrong place, wrong time. They caught me in 2022 jumping on and off trains out here in the Midwest in Nebraska, and they were maneuvering the satellites at that time, and they just happened to pick me. I've spoken to many famous people, the presidents, people in Congress, famous people, rich people, lots of kids, lots of teenagers, lots of different people around the country. I've spoken to thousands and thousands of people. What I like to say is that I'm the Ashton Kutcher of the Starlink social network system. Basically, I'm a poster child. I'm pretty much the spokesman of this system. I wanted to finish out this episode strong. I present to you the Quantum Foam Podcast. The first 50 episodes. One day I hope to maybe have 1,000 and call it good and call the entire show The Theory of Everything. By the time I get done with this show, we will hopefully have a theory of everything and be a spacefaring civilization.
Let us hope so.
I am on board with Elon Musk. I am on board with the United States government and the United States military. I'm a patriot, and I'm a cyborg with technological telepathic capabilities. So there you have it. The cat is out of the bag. I'm not holding back, so I can say whatever the fuck I motherfucking want. So there you go. Boom. 50 episodes, motherfuckers.
Boom.
Bitches. Alrighty, that is it. This has been episode 50, The Mind's Limit of Quantum Foam. I will see you guys later.
The Zeroth Wave Disclaimer.
The views and opinions expressed in this podcast are those of the author or authors and do not necessarily reflect the particular views, thoughts, or opinions of Zeroth Wave Productions, any of its sister companies, its parent company, Zeroth Enterprises, or any other entity which had existed, will exist, or which, quote-unquote, presently must exist outside the realm of our current space-time.
Quantum Foam is produced by Zeroth Wave Productions.